The speech that Oprah gave at the Golden Globes was about the Me Too movement and civil rights, but she delivered it with an unmistakable cadence that sounded like what we used to call presidential. And immediately, the talk turned to the prospect of 2020 being O-time. Her friends all but announced she was ready. I asked my wife, I said, hey, would you vote for? I didn't need the rest of the sentence. Oh, sure, she said. And the Democrats are already jump-starting the bandwagon.
Here on Capitol Hill, Democratic reaction ranged from cautiously optimistic to downright jubilant.
And why not? Life in the desert is no fun. And just as Obama paved the way for Trump, why wouldn't Trump pave the way for Oprah? He's taken the usual anti-celebrity arguments off the table. She has no experience? Well, neither did Trump. She said some silly things? Maybe, but nothing like Trump. Trump is a successful businessman? Well, so is she. And she wasn't handed $1 million by daddy to start out with. Her grandmother made her dresses out of potato sacks. And as for philanthropy, he talks about giving away millions, but she actually writes the check. And if you search the archives, you'll find she already has at least one pretty high-level endorsement.
If she'd do it, she'd be fantastic. I mean, she's popular. She's brilliant. She's a wonderful woman.
She may have to learn to tweet more. Her tweet rate is only one-third of Trump's, and she has 10% fewer followers, but that's still 41 million. Not bad. And let's be honest, if you were looking for a dream contest, the dream contest, this would be the first presidential contest in American history between matter and antimatter. I'm not sure how her sing-song style would go over at a news conference.
It's a fraud, it's a fraud, it's a fraud! Don't believe it!
That was last month when she was warning fans about scammers using her name. Although, if a President Oprah ever found herself having to scold, say, Fox News,
it's a fraud, it's a fraud, it's a fraud!
Might come in handy.